name is Michael Paris, and I own a company called Privacy Electronics based out of Pinellas County, Florida. Primarily what I do is electronic communication security against electronic eavesdrop. I've guest spoke in the past about illegal wiretaps and bugs that were put in by local, state, and federal law enforcement, and I don't know if anybody else was around for that. Probably about 2 years ago was the last time I spoke. Basically, what's happened is my company has developed over the past 16 years from a more countermeasure going into more of the surveillance. And basically, what I'm doing now a lot of is implementing state-of-the-art streaming video through the web. The unique thing about this particular technology is that the storage capacity is tremendous. This technology was developed by two MIT professors that were Korean. And what they did is they went back to Korea and got a large governmental grant and then put a huge research team on this technology. The unique thing about this technology is that we can stream video down 10 base T at 16 frames a second. The file sizes you're looking at right now are 320 by 240. Each frame is only 1 to 1.5K. Because of the hardware and software compression algorithms that we're implementing into this system, we have the ability to record four cameras on a 30-gig hard drive somewhere between 4 to 6 months. It's really cool stuff. Basically, what this technology will allow us to do is it's a triplex system. By that, I mean we have the ability to record onto the server the cameras. We can also remotely view it with this software, and we can also do a review simultaneously. So we're doing three things right down the network. One very unique thing about it is that when you put this on a network, it doesn't affect the bandwidth as much as the current technology that's available. We're actually streaming video down 10 base T network in the shop here. Another nice thing about it is we have the ability to control the cameras remotely. By that I mean we can actually go to this particular frame and we can move the camera on a preset application right to another point. And what this does for us is it allows us to view at different points. We have 8 presets on this particular application. Another nice thing about it is that we can open up 32 different sites simultaneously. What we're going to do is we're going to go into multiple sites right now. This is a Canadian site. This particular site right here is a car lot in Florida. This is another camera shot in Florida. That looks like I'm not logged on there. Let's see here. This is live right now in British Columbia. What I've done here is I've also loaded some old files coming off of another drive. This was dated back January 24th of this year. And what we're doing is we're pulling it off the server now so we can do a review on that particular time and date. That's the mailman coming in that day. Now, another neat thing about this is that we can pause the frames. We can also go up here and do a printout anywhere on the network or to a local printer. We can also come here and we can save it anywhere on the LAN or the WAN or email it to anybody we want. Here, what we do is we control the speed of review. This is the slide scale to do that here. So if we need to slow it down, we can move it down a little bit, go back to play. This is another site down in Tampa, Florida. Looks like that server may be down there. This unit here is a pan tilt zoom, so we can zoom in and zoom out. Let's see here. Cancel. We can also use this in a multitasking application. So if we wanted to put this on the network, we take the software, put it on each workstation, and then we could multitask the surveillance around the outside of the monitor and have the ability to run our operating systems inside. Another nice thing about it is the system comes with no licensing, so you can load the software on as many workstations as you want. It has the ability to be, the cameras can be monitored from 100 different users at the same time. This is going to be an outside shot at the shop, which is going to be the parking lot. There's our work trucks there. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes. Here's another shot of the showroom. Let's go to the cash drawer. It's streaming right now at about 16 frames a second through the web. We'll take it to another preset shot. This would be a shot of the showroom here. Let me see what we can do with the automobile dealership here. Should be able to get in on this one here. Let me check my passcode. That's live right now in a parking lot down in St. Petersburg, Florida. Let's say that we wanted to do a review off of a particular server. What we would do is we would go into remote file, and we would pick one of the server names. And then what we would do is we'd come into here to the date. And let's say we wanted to review what happened at the shop on July 10th, and let's go back up to about 2:30, and we'll select channel number 4, which is the outside. and we'll do OK. Now what it's doing is we're actually going into the server, downloading the information, and reviewing it at the same time right off that local server. And that's what occurred in the parking lot on that particular time and date. We could pause it right here. Now we could actually take that image, copy it, put it anywhere on the WAN, the LAN, or email it to wherever we wanted. Yes? It's proprietary software and hardware encrypted with AES. Yes? Basically what it is it's a proprietary box. There's a computer that has four camera inputs, and it has a LAN card on it. So what you do is you connect your cameras into the box, connect it into the hub through the LAN, and then you sign IP to the box, and then the software allows you to remotely come in through the IP address. Yes? Yes, the software is free with the hardware. In other words, you don't have to pay for additional copies once you get the package. A four-camera box system is about $4,800 with the software. We have seen that the competitors out there right now, which are going to be probably IP stuff for digital telephony and video streaming, they're only getting about 4 frames a second, and they're right at about $50,000. Yes? Well, the box is a 4-box system right now, and what was happening is we were running into some problems with some overlay cards in the development. So the most stable platform that we found that we could take out to the market was a 4-channel system. Yes? Yes, it'll do a pan and tilt. The pan and tilt unit that it uses is a Daiwa, and the Daiwa system has the ability to go color, DSP color during day, and then it switches to black and white at night. Has a 23-to-1 speed dome with 23-to-1 digital and manual zoom. It'll support Pelco, but for some reason the drivers don't work quite as fast as the Daiwa system. This particular camera here is a Pelco system, and let's see what the response is on this. It doesn't move quite as fast as the Daiwa. That's the Pelco unit there. And it looks like we're going off into a real dark area. Let me bring it back here and we'll go to another shot. This is a Pelco system here. And this is the Daiwa here. You can see how much quicker it responds. This is actually a better pan and tilt there. But it will support Pelco or Daiwa. Yes? No, it's a special compression algorithm. Basically, what they've done is they have mixed wavelets and MPEG-2, and they've come out with an algorithm called modified MPEG-2. Yes? You can do a dial-in, but it's not as fast. The best way to go is through either cable modem, DSL, or T1. Yes? Yes, we can have 100 people online seeing the same camera at the same time. Yes? Yes, it's got motion activation built into it. Basically, upon motion, what will happen is it will send us a trigger through the Internet. We'll get an audible alarm sound on our audio card, and we will also automatically flip to a 32 camera mode, which will bring a display up looking like this. And then what will happen is that we'll flash on the particular camera telling us that there's an alarm. Yes? Yes? Yeah, we do have a service we're developing. Uh-huh. Yes? Yes, you can. Well, you can select the area that you want to detect motion for record and alarm, or you can select the whole area, and then there's also a sensitivity setting inside the server itself. Yeah. Beg your pardon? Yes, you can just basically put as many of the boxes on a network, just assign additional IPs to it. It's kind of nice for an installation because what we've been doing is on a large corporation, we can go in, install a system, have very short camera runs, and then if we need to go down in the building and install additional cameras, we just put a server down there and connect it to the hub and then have short runs on the coax cable from the cameras to the box. Yes? Well, what we're doing is we're developing a software that's going to ping the IP for us about every 60 seconds. So if it does go down, we'll know about it. The record time is somewhere between 4 to 6 months on a resolution of 320 by 240 with the 30 gig hard drive. It all depends really on how much activity you have. There is a... let's see if I can hit another site here. This is DC here. Let's see if this one's up tonight. Any other questions? Yes. No, actually, that's just something for me to easily remember for demo. Any other questions? Yes. I put this on my network about 4 months ago, and I never had a crash the whole time. Basically, what happened is we took a 98 platform and stripped it down, and then installed the proprietary software over it to stabilize the system. Out of all the DVRs on the market, this is the most stable one that I've ever come across, and I stay in close contact with a lot of the R&D and the hardware that's been coming out. Just in the past 4 months, I've seen over 300 DVRs out on the market. The majority of the problems with these systems is that they are running on a Windows 98 or 95 platform, and they've had a tendency of not being real stable. As we know, Windows is not stable to begin with. Yes? I'm not real sure. What may have happened is we may have had a lightning strike down in Florida. We get quite a bit of storms this time of the year, so potentially what may have happened is it may have taken out the cable service. Yes, it is. Right. Yes. You can set it up for anywhere from 1 frame to 16 frames per second right in the server box. Any other questions? It's a combination of the two. I've got one box with me that I'll be showing tomorrow, which is an update. It's the third generation. Basically what we've done is we've taken the software MPEG 2 and we developed an MPEG 2 chip, which has increased our frame rate from 16 frames to 30 frames per second. The neat thing about that one box is that we're able to record audio and video at 30 frames per second on a 40 gig hard drive, and we're able to store 197 hours of audio and video. That box I'll be showing tomorrow. No, because of the Title III Act in America, we can't import anything on the system with audio. So anytime that Customs receives something that says anything to do with surveillance, they stay pretty in touch with what may be coming in and out of the country. But due to the law, we can't import anything with audio on it. This is coming from Korea. Yes. Yes, you can burn it onto a CD. Yes. Yes, that would be all available. You can burn right onto a CD anywhere on the network or on the local server itself. Well, you'd probably have to manually do that. There's no automatic system for backup. The system itself has the ability to actually record for a substantial amount of time, so you could probably do backups, you know, based upon, you know, once a month or something if you really needed it. Yes. Actually, we haven't had any problems with it. You know, if it were to crash, it automatically would reboot itself, too, and go back into record mode. Another nice thing about it is if the hard drive fills up, basically what happens is the first day in, last day out, so it's continuous, they're rotating over. Any other questions? Yes. None, as far as I've seen. There's no licensing issues or anything to do with, you know, laws that I'm aware of for... Yeah, actually we had some sites in Korea at one time, but we don't have them up right now. But as far as like a business issue, being able to monitor, no, we haven't had that question come up yet because we haven't established any contracts or customers outside of the country. Yes. I'm sorry? No, it will not go through firewall. We've had problems with streaming through the firewalls. We've even gone as far as opening up all the ports on the firewall, and unfortunately, it will not go through firewall. The only way that we can actually get on the network would be to install the box ahead of the firewall. But it is protected by AES encryption. Yes. Yeah, this will do that right here. You can actually take and do a record. Say, for instance, we were at a live site and there was motion. What would happen is we could take that particular site and then do a record onto our local drive just by going into this mode and having it into the record mode during the motion detection. So as it were happening on the server, we could set up a remote station to do the recording for us simultaneously. Sure, as long as you had password and a copy of the software, yeah, you could get in. Yes. Yes, if you look down here, it's kind of hard to tell on the monitor there, but that is a time and date stamp on the lower left-hand corner of the screen there. Yes. No, it would be in the WAVLET MPEG-2 format. You'd have to have a copy of software in order to review it. They do that for security reasons, in case you ever want to take this and use it as evidence in a court of law. Yes? No, I haven't. Not as of now. Yes? Well, I mean, basically, you could probably get in and crash the system, but if you don't have the software to read it, it's not going to make any sense to you. I don't know if that's going to happen. A lot of the video streaming technology, for some reason, is not allowing us to get out back out of the firewalls. I don't know what the problem is, but maybe there will be a resolution to that sometime in the near future. But as of right now, we haven't come up with one. Yes? Different firewalls? No, actually, we have tried Black Ice. We have tried WinProxy. I've tried the Linksys firewall, and none of those were able to allow us to stream the video. It was kind of unique because what was happening is we were getting into the box, but it wasn't allowing the video to come back out. Yes? You mean it, as far as what it does? I'm not real sure. No, we haven't actually put a sniffer on it or anything like that. No. Well, great. I'll send some stuff to you so you can do some R&D on it for me. Yes. Well, yeah. Go on ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, actually, we even went as far as opening up all the ports on the firewall, and we still wouldn't stream. It was kind of unique because we had some problems going into some DSLs, too. But when it was a cable modem, we had no problem at all, ever. Yes? Yeah, we want to develop software and hardware to do that for embassies, and we're going to try to attack the embassy market with this technology. As a matter of fact, there's someone here that specializes in that. Jeff had told me about him, but I'm not sure who it is. Yes? It probably would have been, you know, civil action potentially. You know, I don't know, the issue hasn't come up yet, but I'm sure if someone could prove a case, there was probably some civil liability there, definitely. Well, I'm sure, you know, no box is totally 100% secure, so normally what would happen is whenever you have somebody sign a contract, there would be indemnification included in that. Yes? Yeah, go ahead. Whole video stream is encrypted. Yes? I think that you can export to a JPEG format. I don't know the answer to that question. Yes. You can maximize the server at 480 by 640. That's the maximum resolution. What you're seeing here, though, is 320 by 240. Okay, as far as like TV lines resolution? What you're looking at here is about 350 lines of color resolution in the 320 by 240, which is what, it's better than what you see on a standard VCR. Yes, anybody else? Yes. Any other questions? Yeah. Could you speak up just a little bit? Yeah, you could film in the dark as long as your camera has a low light capability of doing that, or an infrared illuminator. Any other questions? As of right now, no. There was some mention of possibly doing it on a Linux operating system, but I had not seen that yet. Yes? Website is www.bugged.com. Any other questions? I tell you what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a giveaway here. This is a book that I published. It's called The Frequency Intelligence Directory. It has some pretty liberal frequencies in it, like CIA, NSA, NRO. It's all mandated by Congress, the frequencies here. It's kind of nice because it has all the intelligence briefings. It also states the PL tones, if anybody's aware of, you know, how squelch repeaters work on two-way communications. We list all the PL tones in here. And I'm going to ask a couple questions, and whoever answers it, then I'll give them a free FID. The first question is pretty simple, and that is this. Who was the wireman that wired the Watergate Hotel during the Nixon administration? Who? That's right. You got a winner. All right, the next question is this. The term eavesdropping, what does it mean, and what was the origin? Who was the original culture that came up with the term eavesdrop? I'll take this guy here. That's half correct. Next. Where is the origin of what culture originated the term eavesdrop? That's close. Not quite. Pardon me? No. Does anybody want to guess? Yes. No. Actually, the origin was from the Romans. The Romans started that. Yeah. Yeah, what the heck? I'll give you each one for trying at least. There you go. Well, thanks a lot for coming down tonight. And you guys have a good one.